And speaking of the seasons, we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and that's always an interesting transitional time, but it's going to be an interesting event for the West Point Band. We often mention their concerts here on the air, and they're going to be participating in the great event of Thanksgiving Day, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And joining us now on the air is Colonel Andrew Esch, the commander and conductor of the West Point Band. And Colonel Esch, tell us a little bit about the West Point Band's participation in the Macy's Parade. That's not something that happens often, because I know only about 10 bands get invited to do that.
No, as a matter of fact, it's a pretty rare opportunity. Thank you very much, John, for having me on the show today to talk about it. You know, we're really excited about this because you know, the West Point Band I like to think of the West Point Band as being one of the iconic American military bands. It's the oldest band in the United States Army, and we're participating in one of the iconic American events, you know, that takes place every Thanksgiving. And as a matter of fact, this is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's their 90th anniversary. So as the West Point Band gets ready to kick off our bicentennial celebrations, because the West Point Band turns 200 years old in June of 2017. I mean, it's just a great opportunity for us.
And I think that 200th anniversary certainly had some influence on the parade organizers to, as a reason to include the West Point Band as part of this year's parade.
Yeah, I don't think it hurt at all. the West Point Band has actually had two other opportunities to be in the Macy's Parade, but it's been about 34 years or so since we've had that opportunity.
Now, how big is the marching band? Because I know there are different bands there. There's the concert band, there's the Havens band, and then there's the marching band. So how big is the marching band, and how many people will be participating?
So we actually don't have separate marching and concert bands. It's one group of people. So the group we're going to have in the parade will be about 55 soldiers or so,
mm-hmm.
and includes both the concert marching element and the Hellcats, which is the field music. That's the group that's been here almost since George Washington formed West Point in 1778.
And those folks watching on television, what sort of music will they be hearing?
During the parade, we'll feature, you know, standard American marches, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, which we do, obviously. And then when we get on the red carpet, we get about a minute and a half to do a little feature program, and it's going to be a combination of West Point music with Jingle Bells, Joy to the World, that sort of thing.
Now, Saturday, your band had a wonderful opportunity to, have a dry run, a rehearsal for what they hope will happen on December 10th. Of course, the great motto at the service academies is win first, sing last. And on Saturday, the Army football team defeated Morgan State 60-3. That's very inspirational. I think anyone who's ever been to one of the Army football games at Mikey Stadium recognizes the importance of the band. How do you see the importance of the band to the United States Military Academy and its soul?
Wow, that's a big question. You know, the West Point Band has been part of West Point almost since its inception. Like I said, 200 years as part of you know, the fabric of the academy. I mean, we've been here marching cadets taking part in their education and their training and inspiration since the beginning. You know, when we you see that obviously every day that you're here, the band is participating in events on West Point every day, many times a day. And you mentioned the you know, December 10th, the obvious reference to the Army Navy game, in which you know, the bands from the United States Military Academy, the West Point Band, and also the Navy Academy Band are part and parcel of that whole event, and we'll be there in the stands leading the cadets in lending the spirit to the day and capturing that event, which has been going on, I think, since the 1890s. I mean, it's just a great event to be part of.
And beyond that, I understand also that there is another event on December 3rd and 4th that's going to be held up at West Point itself, and our audience, our listeners, certainly would be interested in that. That's the annual holiday concerts that are up there, and that's free and open to the public, and it's a marvelous demonstration of the variety of music that the West Point Band can do. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about that?
That's really a great event, and we craft that show so that it's very family friendly. So there's certainly music that adults will enjoy, but we make it an event that the kids will enjoy as well. So it happens at as you said, on Saturday and Sunday, the 3rd and 4th of December. The concert time is at 1 p.m. And I just think there's a lot of variety to that program that anybody can connect with.
And those tickets are free, and you don't even need tickets there, I understand. I think that you just show up early enough, and you'll be able to find out about that. Now, people can go to that and find out information at West Point Band. And is that .com or .edu?
It's .com.
WestPointBand.com is where people can find out the details about when the actual concerts are going to occur on December 3rd and 4th, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And you, I understand, you have an interesting career. You started being commissioned through the ROTC in 1986, and then in 1992, it seems that you committed some sort of a sacrilege and joined the Air Force Band there for a little bit.
Yes, I mean I started out as an Army quartermaster, mm-hmm. Which is supply logistics for the Army, but I was a musician at heart and had the opportunity to go play my French horn for the Air Force as it stands, and I did that for a couple of years. But you know, the reality is that I'm a soldier at heart and had the opportunity to come back over to the Army side as a commissioned band officer, which I did wholeheartedly
and enthusiastically. And it's just been the greatest journey ever since.
And I understand that once we get into 2017, you'll be taking on a new assignment.
That's right. I get to go and work in the nation's capital as the commander and conductor of the Army Band.
Well, certainly that's a very challenging position that you have. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for you. Colonel Andrew Esch will be having all our listeners watch the Army, the U.S. Military Academy Band perform on Thanksgiving Day, on Thursday, in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We hope everybody gets to go up to the holiday concerts on the 3rd and the 4th, and we also hope that everybody pays attention on December 10th for the 117th Army-Navy game, where Army tries to break a 14-year losing streak. So, Colonel Esch, one final thing here. What, we talked about the past. Do you think Army really will be able to play and sing last on December 10th?
You know, I think that, certainly the Army football team has come a long way over this last year, and they're rolling into the end of this season looking really strong, there's, when we get to the end of the season, there's only one game that matters, and that's the game on December 10th, and I think they're going to go in and they're going to be ready.
Well, thank you very much. Colonel Andrew Esch, the conductor and director of the United States Military Academy Band at West Point. Thank you for calling in, Colonel.
Thank you, John.
Well, Jack, that's a pretty interesting schedule that they have lined up. First, we've got the Thanksgiving Day Parade, then they've got the holiday concerts, then they've got the Army-Navy game.
They have a busy schedule, and we'll have to keep an eye and see if we can spot them in the parade on Thursday.